哈利路亚，各位主内的长辈们，还有弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and also our elders and deacons.
今天是我们一年一度的教会所举办的敬老会。
Today is our annual elder service.
好，我们今天下午要以尊敬老人作为一个题目，给大家互相的勉励。
And for this afternoon, I would like to use the topic honoring and respecting the elders for mutual encouragement.
中国人有句话叫老吾老，还有别人的老。别人的就是要照顾自己的老人，也要照顾别人的老人。
That's a Chinese saying that goes that not only you must take care of others, elders, you also must take care of your own elders.
早上我们讲过要照顾自己家里的老人，就是要孝敬我们每一个人的父母。
This morning we talk about that we need to take care of our own elders, and that is showing respect and honor to our own parents.
这个不是只是中国人的教训，而是圣经的教训。
This is not just a teaching of Chinese, but this is teaching from the Bible.
下午我们要来讲，要尊敬别人的老人，照顾别人的老人。
This afternoon, we're going to talk about how we can take care and respect the other elders.
其实我们在座的大部分都是东方人，都是华人。
And among us, most of us are Asians.
那么在中国人的社会呢，在古代啊，古书的记载啊，是非常看重尊敬老人这件事情的。
And for Chinese Asian, throughout the history, they place a lot of emphasis in the culture where we take care and respect our own elders.
但是现在我们移民到来西方的国家，现代的这个价值观念跟以前的不太一样。
But now that we, most of us has migrated to Western countries, that's a shift in perspective.
在西方啊，是注重那个凡事都要速度，还有价值。
In this Western society, we place more emphasis on efficiency.
尤其是年轻的一代，现在慢慢的对要尊敬老人这个观念呢，比较没有以前的那么强。
And because of this, this value change, a lot of youth they don't respect the elders as much as it was before.
有一些年轻人常常觉得说老人呢、啊、会很啰嗦、很麻烦。
And a lot of young people feel that elders are nagging and are inefficient.
不喜欢亲近老人家。
And they do not like to draw close to these elders.
甚至呢，尽量呢跟他们隔开远一点呢为妙。
And they prefer to have a distance from these elders.
这种是西方啊，或者是现代的年轻人有很普遍的这种观念。
And this is a very common perspective of the youth these days.
圣经怎么告诉我们呢
？But what does the Bible tells us?
圣经告诉我们要尊敬老人家。
The Bible teaches us that we must respect and honor our elders.
我们看利未记十九章三十二节。
Turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, page 85.
利未记的十九章三十二节。
Verse 32, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. Raised in the presence of the aged.Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us very clearly.
在白头发的人，就是老人面前，你要站起来。
Before the gray and the aged, you must stand before them.
为什么呢？
Why do you do this?
你要尊敬老人。
Because you stand and you raise in reverence and in their presence to show your respect.
又要敬畏你的神。
And This way, you also revere your God.
这里圣经说，把尊敬老人跟尊敬神两个事情连在一起。
Here, the Bible shows us in the sentence that respecting elders and revere your God, they go together.
这里可以看得出来，神是很在乎我们每一个人对于老人家的态度。
So here, you can see that the Lord places a lot of emphasis on our attitude to our elders.
态度是从内心发出来的，不是外在的动作而已。
Attitude comes from inside. It's not just what you manifest outside.
如果只有外在的动作，但是没有内心的尊敬呢，也是不足够的。
But if you only have the action from outside, but it doesn't come from your heart, that's not enough.
那么神知道我们有没有尊敬老人。
The Lord knows whether we should respect our elders.
因为神知道我们的内心。
Because the Lord knows our heart.
那我们来讲讲为什么我们要尊敬老人。
So now we're going to talk about why is that we must show our respect for the elders.
当然这个是神的命令，我们一定要去做。
Of course, this is a commandment from God, and we must do accordingly.
但是为什么我们要去做呢？
But why do we do this?
我们来讲几点。
First, I'm going to talk about a few points.
第一点呢、啊、
First,
因为我们所看到的老人家，他们的曾经在社会上、在家庭上、在教会里面都曾经贡献了很多。
Because the elders that we've seen before our eyes, they have a lot of contributions to family, to the society, and to the church.
前人种树, 后人乘凉.
There's a saying that the forefathers plant the trees and it's us that enjoy the shade.
我们今天看到每一棵大树都是几十年前之前种的.
We see a lot of trees, huge aged trees that's been planted many years ago.
很漂亮.
They are very nice.
很多花, 很多水果,
and that bears lots of fruits and flowers.
但是这个不是我们那个年代种的,
but it's not just planted today.
这以前那个年代的人努力留下来的,
it was planted many, many years ago.
所以今天我们所看到的老人家,
so today when we see the elders,
虽然他们都已经退休了,
even though they have retired,
在社会上没有继续的工作了,
they are not working any longer in the society.
可能在教会里面也退休了,
maybe
没有很活跃地参加圣工了,
in the church, no longer as active participating in church work.
但是他们曾经在社会上, 教会里面, 还有家庭里面,
but once before, they had a lot of contribution to the society, family, as well as in the church.
没有他们那一代,
if we don't have these elders from before, we'll not have us here today.
因为我们这一代不是可以独立地存在的,
we cannot be here alone by ourselves, especially in church. In our True Jesus Church has a very special characteristic.
就是很多信徒啊,
a lot of us here come to know the Lord from our parents and our grandparents.
不是我们自己找来的,
a lot of us did not come and seek the Lord ourselves.
很多是第二代, 第三代, 甚至第四代的信徒。
Many of us here are second, third, or fourth generation believers.
对，他们在信仰上也传承了给我们。
So not only that, these elders has passed down their faith from generations to generations.
我们看诗篇71篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇的71篇第18节。
Chapter 71, verse 18. Book of Psalms, page 413.
诗篇71篇第18节
Psalm chapter 17 verse 18 Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generations, your might to all who are to come.
这里圣经里面告诉我们，写诗的人有一天会到年老头发变白的时候了。
Here, the psalmist has lament that one day he's going to grow old and gray.
但是他求神不要离弃他,
but he prayed to the Lord not to forsake him.
神也一定不会离弃他,
and of course, the Lord will not forsake him.
那么他从神那边领受了很多的恩典,
he has received a lot of grace and blessing from the Lord.
很多的见证,
a lot of testimony.
要存给下一代,
but he wants to save them for the next generation.
把神的大能, 神的作为告诉下一代,
he wants to pass on this great power of God to the next generation.
这样我们都知道神的作为了。
So then we will know the power of God from our forefathers.
是可以说, 如果没有上一代的人告诉我们, 我们对神的认识就会很少, 甚至可能没有。
So if we don't have our elders before us to teach us, then we may not know of God.
我自己个人啊, 在真耶稣教会也是第三代的信徒。
For myself, I'm the third generation believer in Christ, in this True Jesus Church.
我很喜欢跟我的祖父母讲话。
I like to talk to my grandparents.
尤其是当我外公还在的时候。
Especially when my grandpa was still around.
我常问他，你是怎么来信耶稣的？
A lot of time I'll ask him, how did you come to know the Lord?
那时候他是生活在中国，没有信耶稣。
He would tell me that at that time he was in China and he wasn't a believer yet.
但是后来来到香港。
But then later on, when he moved to Hong Kong, life was very harsh at that time.
有人传福音给他,
and then somebody spread the gospel to him.
他说相信了,
at that time, he believed.
那时候日本人统治那个香港,
so at that time, the Japanese took over Hong Kong.
有一次我外祖父啊, 在路上啊, 被日本军队人抓住了,
and one day, my grandpa was being arrested by the Japanese soldiers.
啊, 那个时候日本军队啊非常的凶狠。
The Japanese soldiers at that time were very fierce to him.
看到人就杀。
They would kill any locals.
我外祖父也不会讲日本话。
But I remember my grandpa, he couldn't speak Japanese.
啊, 日本军队就叫他跪下来。
So the Japanese soldiers commanded him to kneel down the floor.
手往后面。
and asked him to put his hand behind.
枪把他头发捅。
And so he put his the rifle on his head.
准备要给他打靶，把他杀死了。
About to shoot his head and kill him.
他说外祖父很有信心。
But at that time, my grandpa was full of faith.
大声的祷告。
He yelled out to the Lord.
主啊，救我的灵魂。
He said to the Lord, please save me.
很奇妙。
It was miraculous.
那个日本军。不晓得他在祷告，受灵言讲什么。
And then when the Japanese soldiers saw him praying and speaking in tongue, and was so afraid.
竟然没有开枪，也没有砍他头。
Not only he did not shoot him and kill him.
一脚踢他，把他踢在地上。
He kicked him.
叫他滚。
And just asked him to go.
很奇妙，没有杀他。
So it was a miracle that he did not kill my grandpa.
如果那时候他被杀了
，If he were to be shot at that point,
就没有我妈了。
And then my mom wouldn't be around.
今天大概也没有我。
And I wouldn't be standing here.
所以，常有我很喜欢跟老玩家讲话。
So I love to talk to the elders.
有人说传道你那么年轻。
Some people come to me and say that you are so young, preacher.
为什么好像你看的东西好像很多都是比较成熟
？Why is that you see things so much more mature than your age?
不是我自己成熟。
It's not because I'm more mature.
我很喜欢跟老玩家讲话。
I like to talk to the elders.
每一个老玩家都是活的字典，他很多的经历，尤其是在神的信仰上很多的体验。
Every elders is like a walking encyclopedia. They have a lot of experience and they speak from their life experiences.
不单是社会的经验。
Not only the experience from society.
还有属灵的经验。
But also from their spiritual experience.
所以我们要看，我们每一个老玩家都是宝贝。
So actually, our elders are very precious to us.
他们有很多东西，我们是还没有发觉的而已。
There are a lot of things inside them that we have not realized.
这里好好的跟身边的老人家聊聊天。
So I advised you that sit with elders and have a chat with him.
你可以发觉他们真的是值得我们尊敬。
You'll find that there are a lot of them that will command great respect from us.
没有他们那一代，
没有
我们这一代。
Then we would be here today.
第二个原因呢
？The second reason.
哦，为什么我们要尊敬老人呢
？Why is that we must honor our elders?
因为有一天呢，我们也会变老。
Because one day we too will become old and gray.
这个是一个事实，不可以否认的。
This is a cycle of life.
以前在其他另外一个教会。
In the past, I remember when I was in another church.
也是办敬老会。
They also had this senior appreciation day.
有一个姐妹啊。
That was a sister.
刚好65岁。
She was 65.
我们教会是65岁可以被敬老。
In our church, when you are 65, we'll have this special day for you.
那么她就第一次拿礼物。
So the first time she received a gift.
有一个传道去恭喜她。
So there was a preacher that went and congratulated her.
哎呀，姐妹，恭喜你啊！敬老，今天可以拿礼物。
He says, "Congratulations! Today is your day. You have this great gift from us."
哇，她很生气。
But then she was quite.
生气那个传道好几年了。
She was so angry with this preacher, and she was mad at this preacher for many years.
怎么恭喜我
？I said, "Why did you congratulate me?"
敬老，我不想拿这个礼物的，还要恭喜我
？I don't want to be regarded as old. I don't want to get this gift.
其实不需要这样。
Do not feel this way.
每一个人每年都在慢慢的增加我们的年岁。
Because it's very natural that every year it will be added upon us.
以前我们年轻。
We were once young before.
有一天我会变老。
One day we'll grow old.
今天的老人家也曾经是年轻人。
And today our elders were young, once young like us before.
今天的年轻人有一天也会变成老人。
And the young today will also be old the next day.
我们要尊敬我们的老人。
So today we have to respect our elders.
无论是我们家里的老人家。
Whether it's the elders at home.
还是我们外面的教会里面的老人家。
Or the elders at church.
那么有一天呢，我们也会往这个方向来跑。
Because all of us will turn old one day.
这个是人生必然经历过的阶段。
This is a natural life cycles of life.
前一阵子我看一个新闻，觉得很有趣。
Once when I was watching a news, and I find that very interesting.
现代的人呢，怎么看待老人家？
It was a news about showing what's the perspective of the youth to the elders.
前一阵子啊，在温哥华的治安不是很好。
As you can recall, in the past month, there was a lot of shooting in Vancouver.
在downtown，很多人专门去抢那些老人家的钱包。
Or that it was not very safe in Vancouver. In downtown, there are a lot of robbery when they would target the seniors.
那么警察呢，就去抓那些坏人。
So these cops will go after these robbers.
那是怎么抓呢
？How do you think they arrest these robbers?
那么警察长那么壮，那他出来一定没有人去抢他呢
？So because if you were to see a cop walking around, nobody will dare to go close to the cops to rob the cops.
所以呢，他们在警队里面呢挑了两个 很会功夫的，很厉害的，
so,
长得很壮的。
Among the cops, they have chosen a few elderly people who knows kung fu and they're kind of strong and tough.
请了一个好莱坞的那个化妆的公司啊，给他们化妆。
And they got somebody from a makeup artist who specializes in making up.
化妆很厉害。
So they are very expert in that.
本来二三十岁的人哦，哇，化的妆像一个七八十岁的老人家。
So they make up cops who are young and turn him into somebody who is much older.
结果就站在街上。
So then this cop was on the street.
这个不用几分钟啊，就有人来欺负他了。
So true enough, just not a few minutes, there was a few gangster that came.
抢他的钱包了。
And came and robbed this guy. 推他了。And pushed him.
他是还好，他不是真的老人，那是假的。当然是马上就哇，控制抓到他们那些坏人了。
But he was not a true elders. Immediately he was able to fight these robbers.
我在想啊，那个警察啊，他打扮成老人了，被人家欺负，一定有很深刻的这种感受啊。
I'm sure that these people who are playing elders, they must have some kind of experience.
现在我年轻啊，大家都不敢欺负我。有一天我老了，别人会怎么对我？
I'm young and tough now. Nobody will like to bully me. But what if one day I were to grow older?
所以有一天呢，每一个人都会变老了。
And one day all of us will grow old.
如果我们有这个福气，有那么长寿的话。
And if we are truly blessed and have a long life.
所以我们要听圣经的话，听神的话。
So that is why we must take the Lord's word to heart.
如果有一天我们变老，我希望别人怎么对我。
One day if you were to grow old, how would you want other people to treat you?
今天我们就先这样对我们身边的老人家。
So if this is how you want people to treat you when you're older, then this is how you're going to treat your elders when you're young.
有一天你老了，你想别人来关心你。
One day when you're old, you want people to come and show care to you.
我今天就去关心身边的老人。
Then you must start from now to show your care to the elders.
有一天你想别人尊重你，你老了还是尊重你。
One day you want the youth respect you when you're older.
请你在现在的时候也尊重身边有的老人家吧。
Then right now you must start to respect the elders.
因为你怎么对你，别人也会怎么对你。
Because how you treat others, the youth will see, and that's how they're going to treat you later.
那么我们来谈一谈哦，我们当怎么样来尊敬老人呢？
So today we're going to talk about how we're going to respect our elders.
因为这是个非常重要的一个课题，到底要怎么做？
This is a very important topic, I'm going to talk about what should we do?
因为这是个很实际的问题。
Because it's a very practical matter.
现在啊，在发达的国家，每一个社会的人口都在急速的老化。
Today in an advanced world and society, we have more older or senior populations.
人口老化是一个很大的问题。
And it's growing at much faster speed.
因为现在的医疗越来进步，人的寿命越来越长。
Because of medical advancement, we can live much longer than before.
按照这个统计啊。
So according to statistics.
在2001年的时候呢。
In the year 2001.
每八个加拿大人呢，就一个是65岁以上的了。
For every 8 Canadian, there is one who is 65 years and older.
这是八分之一的人口啊。
So it's about one-eighth of the population.
如果以现在的人口老化的迹象啊，那个速度来推算。
But with the current demographics, where the population is growing older.
在2026年的时候。
In the year 2002.
就是大概十几年之后啊。大概十七年之后啊。2026 to 2026.
Sorry, in 2026.
那个时候呢？五个加拿大人呢，就一个是65岁以上的。
Out of five Canadians, there will be one who is 65 years and older.
如果我们教会是250人来说。
So if we have 250 members in our church.
到那个时候呢，有50个人呢，还是65岁以上。
So at that time, there are 50 of us who are 65 years and older.
有人在笑了啊，说2026年我几岁，那时候可以拿奖品了。
So some of us will be thinking, oh, by that age, I will probably be a senior.
五分之一是很多的人口。
One of five is indeed high.
那么老人有老人的需要，我们怎么可以在生活当中来尊敬老人，来实行圣经的教导呢？
So elders have their need. How do we practice this kind of care from elders from a biblical perspective?
我们可以从几个方面来谈。
We can talk about how from a few Bible verses.
第一个，我们要从态度上来想提醒自己。
First is our attitude.
刚刚我们看过了，我们再看一次利未记的19章。
Just now we have read this verse in Leviticus. Let's go back to that verse in chapter 19.
19章32节。
Chapter 19, the book of Leviticus, page 85, verse 32. raised in the presence of the age, show respect for the elderly and revere your God.
这里说, 白头发的人面前呢, 你要站起来。
So when you see the elders, you must stand up.
什么叫站起来?
Why is that standing up?
站起来这个动作代表说, 诶, 他来了, 我尊敬他, 啊,
so when you raise in the presence, that shows your respect. When a person is respectful, you stand up.
叫我们今天看电视广告啊, 电视的新闻。
Today when you are seeing the news,
哎, 总统进出了出场了。
When the president was walking,
总理出场了,
or the prime minister,
哇, 大家都起来了,
everybody would stand up.
啊, 记者也起来了, 官员也起来了,
the reporters, the minister, everybody will stand up.
这个代表说, 哎, 这个大人物来了, 我起来要尊敬, 要代表说一个态度。
Because this very special, important people has come, we must stand up.
那么在白发的人面前呢, 我们也应该有这种态度。
So the same with the people who are aged and elderly. 哦,
先从家里的老人家开始谈起。
So let's just talk about from our elders at home.
我们家里可能有祖父祖母, 或者是爸爸妈妈。
At home we have our elders, who are our grandparents, our parents.
嗯, 回来了, 我们要跟他打招呼。
So when we come home, we'll say, we'll send our greetings
哎,
to them.
爸爸妈妈好。
We will say, we'll greet them.
啊, 祖父祖母好。
Greet our grandparents and greet our mom and dad.
不要说一回来啊，书包掉啊，就玩自己的电脑，根本就不理家里的祖父母。
We shouldn't just come home, just throw our bag aside and just go to our room, into our computer room.
其实态度啊，是一切的源头。
Attitude is the source of everything.
啊，所以站起来也代表说让位啊。
Because when you stand up and you raise, you're showing, giving.
哎，有时候我们教会在吃饭呢。
Just like our church too.
啊，人很多啊。
There are a lot of people.
要排队拿。
You are in line.
嘿，我们是年轻人的，我们可以站等，叫一下，等一下的，我们就先让老人家先去拿。
So we are young, so we'll give way to the elderly.
啊，这样代表说我们的尊敬。
That's to show respect.
不要说哇，有的吃了，我们先拿，把那堆的满满，这个老人家在后面等，拿不到也不好。
And as young people, we shouldn't just go ahead and grab the food first and ignore the elders behind us.
再来，我们看到老人家平常要怎么做？
So normally, when we see the elders, what should we do?
啊，你可能不知道他的名字。
Maybe we do not know them by their names.
就是我们年轻人看到老人家打个招呼，笑一笑，起码笑一笑 ，say hi.
If we do not know their name, at least we can just smile to them.
伯伯好，公公好。
And say, how are you?
啊，不要说好像扮成透明的这样。
We not just walk them by and pass them as transparent or invisible.
很多年轻人呢，可能他们不晓得怎么跟老人家讲话。
Maybe a lot of us here who are younger, we do not know how what to say when we see elders.
老人家经过，把那个透明的，好像完全没有看到一样。
So sometimes the elders will walk past us, we just kind of ignore them entirely.
但老人家不可能说主动跟你小朋友或者是亲人打招呼。
Of course, these elders will not come to say how are you and say hi to you.
我们年轻人看到比我们长年长的人，当然主动打招呼啊，笑一笑。
But at least from us who are younger. We must make the first move to say hi and to smile at them, to greet them.
主动关怀他们。
And go ahead and say words of greetings.
在教会里面看到有什么我可以帮你的啦。
And then we could ask them, is there anything that I can help you?
帮你弄个茶，帮你拿个东西吃啊。
Would you like to have tea or something I can give you?
好，有一些老人家自己一个做法师来。
Some of our elders here come to church alone by public transport.
如果你是住在家里附近的话。
So if you happen to know these elders who live close by,
主动关怀一下，要不要我不在你啊？
You can go ask him or her and say, hey, can I give you a ride to come to church?
啊，就是生活上很实际的一些举动。
This is some of a very practical way that we can show our respect to the elders.
那么我们教会就是一家人。
In our church, we are one family.
比我们大的长辈啊，就像我们父母一样。
Those who are older than us is like our parents.
啊，那么在外面有时候我们也看到外面的没有是信主的老人，我们也是一样的尊敬啊。
The same goes with when we go outside of this church, we meet people who are older, we also must show our respect.
啊，有一些人开车很慢。
Some people are slow in their driving.
我们跟着后面就不要拼命叭这样子。
And so when behind these cars are slow, we don't have to keep on. You know, banging a horn.
在加拿大不容易啊，老人家也要开车。
In Canada, a lot of elderly drives.
啊，有时候看到，哎，为什么这个人开那么慢？还有那个线哦。
Sometimes I see some driver, they are going very slow. Not only that, they just kind of go way off line.
啊，我去到另外一个教会。
When I went to one church.
啊，有一个老执事，八九十岁。
One older elder, he's about 80-some years old.
啊，他跟传道说，传道，我再来去饮茶。
He came to me and said, hey, preacher, I'll take you out.
哇，坐了他的车一次就不敢坐第二次。
So I was in his car one time. I'll never dare to go back into his car again.
开到隔壁去。
He would drive on this lane and his lane would go to the next lane. the coming traffic, and I told this elder and say, hey, hey, be careful because you're going to other lane.
你看到前面的人开车哦，不要只是扒他，或者是嫌他慢了。
So when you see kind of the car in front is going out of line,
可能是那个是老人家。
Maybe that guy is an elder.
忍耐一下，耐心一下。
So do have patience.
好，前天哦，跟一个老弟兄啊，去访问他，他带我去饮茶。
A few days ago, I pay a visit to an elder, and he took me out for tea.
那一间餐馆啊，那个侍应，我觉得非常有耐心啊。
I remember when I was at that particular restaurant, the waiter has a lot of patience.
因为那一间餐馆专门做老人家生意的。
Because in that restaurants, they have lots of elders visiting them.
那个老长辈啊，那记不起来那个点心的名字。
And so this elders, he couldn't remember the name of the dish that he's about to order.
哎，讲不出来，讲不出来。
And he keeps saying that, oh, I want that dish, but he just couldn't remember.
哎，但是那个侍应很有耐心的。
And so this,
你是不是要什么什么什么？
So this waiter was very patient. He said, oh, is this what you want or that? What you want?
对对对，就是那个。
And this elders said, oh yeah, this is the dish that I would like to order.
如果是别的地方啊，可能说你要什么啊，到底？
Maybe some waiter will just say, what do you want?
没有，很有耐心。你到底要什么？是不是那个？是不是那个？
Not quite like this some waiter that I met. He is very, very patient.
很有耐心的。
A lot of patience to these elders.
所以我觉得我们对老人好啊，真的是对人好。
So if we can truly show our patience to elders, then we are truly treating people very well.
真的，有一天我们也会老。
Because one day we will be old.
所以我们要尊敬我们身边的长辈们。
So it starts from respecting the elders around us.
因为有多关心他们。
How do we
actually, 多关心他们一下啊？
We should show more care for them.
有时候我们去访问他们，有些独居的老人呢，我们更要关心。
Especially those elder who live by themselves.
那么最后我们来看这个提摩太前书第五章。
Lastly, let us turn to 前书。
提摩太前书啊。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1, page 840.
提摩太前书第五章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers.
第二节。
Verse 2. Older women as mother, and younger women as sisters.
这里圣经告诉我们，不可严严的责备老人。
Here it says, do not rebuke an older man harshly.
老人可以代表说我们自己的父母，也可以代表别的老人家了。
These elder or older men can be our parents or to be someone else's parents or elders.
我们要知道人的一生啊，不断的在成长，不断的改变。
We know that as we are growing, we are always changing.
脾气啊，习惯啊，也会随着我们的年纪啊改变的。
Our temperament, our habits change over time.
有时候年轻的时候没有这个习惯，哎，老的时候有这个习惯。
Sometimes, when we are younger, we may not have this kind of habit, but as we get older, we start to acquire some very interesting habits.
那么老人家当然也有他的软弱的时候，有时候也会做错一些事情的时候。
So when the elders, they has their weakness and they will do things that are wrong.
或者说我们爸爸妈妈有时候也会。做一些事情让我们觉得很奇怪啊！
Our parents will do things that make us raise eyebrows and find it strange.
我们不要严严的责备老人。
But the Bible says here that we must not rebuke an older man harshly.
我们要劝他，好像劝自己爸爸一样。
We must exhort him just like he's our own father.
让他感觉到你的爱啊！
So that he can feel your love.
劝老的妇女啊，年老的姐妹，年老的妈妈们，好像劝自己的母亲一样。
And when we exhort our older the older woman is just like our mothers.
教会就是一家人。
In our church is our family.
我们很感谢主啊，我们真耶稣教会在温哥华也有很多的长辈们。
We thank the Lord that in Vancouver we have a lot of elders.
主耶稣给他们身体的健康。
And the Lord has blessed them with good health.
所以今天呢，我们再来一起来举行敬老会。
And today we'd like to have the special service for them.
也送上这个祝福给他们。
And also we want to sing praise the Lord and give them blessing.
求神帮助他们长长的身体健康。
And we pray to the Lord that you will continue to bless these elders with good health.
继续的为我们常常举起他们的圣洁的双手为我们祷告
so that we can continue to ask God to raise their hand to pray for us
也关心我们
to care for us
那么我们就可以得到神的祝福
and then we too can receive blessing from God
那么我们今天的讲道就讲到这里
my sermon's ends here
现在呢我把时间呢交给我们的司仪接下来下面的节目
now we're going to turn over the service to our master of ceremony today
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣灵，我们开始第二个阶段，这次就是敬老会的第二个阶段。In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to start the second section of this senior appreciation services. 大家一谈到司仪，好像都会想到我，不知道为什么。Every time we talk about MC, I guess because my name, the short form with the Michael Trudeau, everybody choose me as a MC all the time. 所以每次想到主持人都会找我，这是很临时啊。不过希望能够求神的带领后，把这个整个工作做好。那今天我们在座的呢，我们有总共有20位，这个我们的年长者跟我们在这边一起来过这个敬老会。好 ，Right now on the present we have 20 senior members stay with us in this senior appreciation day。其实我们教会呢，总共超过65岁以上只有35位。Actually, in our church, only 35 members over 65 years old. And our church member registration is 220 members. So actually, our senior member only occupy less than 10 or 15%, less than 15% of the church membership number. So we are considered a very young church. 因为今天呢，在座呢，总共有20位。那我们教会事实上35位超过65岁以上者，只占了我们教会总人数的15%，15%以下。所以真耶稣教会温哥华教会事实上是一个非常年轻的教会哦。因为今天讲了太多老这个字呢不太好，所以我们讲年轻的事情哦。Today we mentioned too much about senior, old, elder. Now we're talking about young because our church is very young.Okay, and later on, we are going to have our youngest, or I shouldn't say youngest, our young children to present the gift to all our seniors. 等一下我们会邀请呢，我们教会的小朋友跟我们帮我们颁奖给今天在座的年长者哈。那我们紧接下来呢，我们会以名字来请这些年长者一个一个出列，然后 让我们小朋友颁奖给他们。Later on, I'm going to announce the name to call up the name, but not by the age. 我请大家出来，不是因为按年纪来排，所以不要猜，请大家不要猜谁最老谁最年轻，或者，因为今天大家都很年轻。Today, everybody is young. Actually, we have an idea. We want to put a slideshow of each senior member when they were young. 我们事实上有一个想法，就是收集所有年长者的这些照片呢，我们放出来，大家来猜猜看他是谁。因为在座的这些年长者都曾经跟你、跟我、跟在座的每一位都一样年轻过。Okay, they are all been young before and very young, very handsome. And you should be a movie star in the past. Okay, just we don't know now. 虽然他们现在坐在这边。虽然已经因为岁月、因为年纪、因为种种的原因呢，也许我们看不出来，但是他们都曾经年轻过，跟我们一样。所以我们应该有的敬重，像刚才传道讲的 ，the respect， 我们该有的敬重是一定要的。So we should respect our elderly people because they all been young before. Okay， 好，我们现在一个一个来邀请哈。We have first of all we have brother Simon.You are not the oldest, so don't worry. Just because your letter is in front. Yeah, supposed to give it to you, yes. And you can buy the candy to him.Okay, next one we have Sister Esther. Yeah, maybe come from this one. Yes. 好，再下来我们请再下来我们请简长老简东啊简长老 Elder Chen。好，再下来我们有张希拉张执事，来张执事，张执事来。好，再下来我们有朱联合朱弟兄，朱弟兄。朱老爹，然后李运才，李弟兄，李波波来。然后再下来是梁月爱，梁姐妹应该是李妈妈哦，李妈妈，来，李妈妈。好，再下来是廖来友弟兄，应该是莫妮卡的爸爸。好，再下来玛利亚执事，玛利亚执事。好，然后呢，陈玉雪林妈妈，林妈妈。接下来麦乐心麦姐妹，哎，曾妈妈，曾妈妈在哪里？好、okay. ，Brother John Wong。再下来，郭祖郭姐妹，姨伯，来姨伯。好，请接下来李成珠李姐妹，应该是 Kitty 的奶奶好。今天除了我们本会的这个信徒之外，我们也表示我们教会的感激。针对于在场的慕道朋友超过65岁呢，我们也做我们小小的一个表示。Beside our senior member, we also present this gift to the True Seeker on presence in today. So we would like to present it to them. 洪华波先生，洪先生。再下来，蒋先生 ，Mr. 蒋。 蒋先生哈。好，蒋先生，我刚才早上有介绍过了，他是我们 Brother Simon 的朋友哈。It's Brother Simon's friend, Mr. Jiang and Mrs. Jiang. Good, and his wife, Jiang 太太, 蒋太太好，请接下来。好，然后再下来是谢先生哦，谢作慈，谢先生。阿爸啊。好，然后再下来是郑金华，郑先生，郑先生。郑先生以来，我们这边慕道有一段时间了哈。Mr. Zhen also came to our church for quite a while as a truth seeker and studied very hard on this, on looking, searching for the truth.再来是 Sarah Chen， Sarah Chen 应该是我们 Angeline Low， Angeline Low 哈，红姐妹的阿姨，哦，以及刚才那位洪华峰洪先生哈，是 Angelo 的爸爸，是红姐妹的爸爸。我们非常感谢神哦，能够看到这么多可爱的小朋友跟其实不多了一直 repeat 哈，那看到这么多小朋友呢能够跟我们这些 senior 呢表示代表我们表示对他们最深的一个敬意。We see a lot of a number of children present on behalf of our appreciation to the senior member in presence today. Actually our members hereas I say, as we just heard, 65 years old, you can be qualified as a senior member. 65岁以上才能够成为这个敬老会的成员之一。那在座的加起来以后已经是2000多岁了。2000 years, if you add everybody on. 2000 years, which is 20个世纪 ,20 centuries. So they accumulate a lot of experience, knowledge, a lot of things in their mind that we should learn.其实他们已经存在了许许多多很多的经验，哦，让我们能够去学习的，哦，这是真的值得在敬老会呢，让我们大家一起去思想这个问题，一起去尊敬老人。虽然老人家有时候会说，我吃过的盐比你走过路还多，那我不应该是这样，我吃过盐比吃的饭还多，或是我过的桥比你走过的路还多，其实这个是有它的道理的。Oh, we see a lot of seniors always saying, "No, I eat more than you do."I cross the bridge more than you walk. So that's been telling us that they have a lot of experience that we should learn from it. We should listen and should talk to them. 那我想这个是一个精神，这是今天我们在这个Senior Appreciation Day 里面，就是在敬老会里面特别要强调的一个精神。那希望把大家把这个精神呢继续带到每天的生活里面。We hope this spirit of have this special ceremony or special service.We can keep that spirit until on to our daily basis. Okay, thank you everyone. So we are going to have this one, the rest of the section presented to our choir member. 紧接下来我们要请以马内利诗班为我们来献诗，来赞美神。Now we are going to have Emmanuel Choir to present the hymn to God. 感谢神哦，可以看到这边的这边我们这边这个以马内利诗班年轻这个年轻的诗班来跟大家献诗，也同时间利用这个机会呢，表达他们对于年长者的一个尊敬。Oh, we thank God we have this youth choir, Emmanuel Choir, to present their appreciation to the senior member. And all senior member here, you are used to be this young. So don't worry, they are going to get old too. Okay? 在上面唱诗的虽然看这么年轻，你们在座的其实也曾经这么年轻，他们也会变老，所以不用担心的。因为就像这首诗所讲的，非常感谢神，我们是年轻，也非常感谢神，我们是年老。Just like this hymn, we thank God because we are young, we thank God because we are old. Okay, so old and young in front of God, they are all the same. 所以不论是年轻，不论是年老，在神的眼中都是一样的。我想这是一个，这是我们要了解，而且要把持住的一个原则。好，那紧接下来呢，我们就将整个节目再交给黄执事做今天最后的结束的祷告。那么祷告之后呢，我们会要请这个今天的带花的年长者呢，在前面呢照一张相，只有带花的可以来前面哦。Okay, so after the prayer, we are going to have all the senior member with the flower come to the front, have a group photo. Okay, so preacher will leading the prayer. Okay, 然后呢，照完相之后，大家才到楼下，我们同样的教会有准备蛋糕给大家来一起享用。好，然后我们就结束今天整个过程啊。为什么要现在讲呢？因为跟老人家讲话哈，你一定要先讲在前面，不可以讲在后面。So if you talk to senior, you better start at very early, tell them 1, 2, and 3. Okay, just like teaching your kids, because when the senior just like your kid, that's my experience. 所以当你在跟老人家讲话的时候，其实一二三讲清楚，老人家很好相处的，不用紧张。Okay.那我们紧接下来请传道接下来我们的祷告。
阿们，感谢神带领我们这次的敬老会非常的顺利。
We thank the Lord for His guidance that our senior appreciation service has gone through very smoothly.
最后我们来唱一首诗，217首。
Let's sing hymns to conclude the service, 217.